your central vision.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke. Artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Hamas has submitted a positive response to the mediators about the current Gaza ceasefire and hostage exchange release proposal, says the militant group in a statement today. 138 people have been killed in Gaza over the past 24 hours. Hundreds more injured, says the Gaza Health Ministry, which is run by Hamas. Lawyers for eight non-citizens held at a U.S. military base in Africa in Djibouti are working against a deadline tonight to try to get a temporary stop to their deportation by the Trump administration to South Sudan. Folks in Kerr County, Texas, dealing with a deadly disaster. 10 inches of rain, massive flooding. Of those killed, says Kerr County Judge Rob Kelly,
most of them, we don't know who they are. We're having had fingerprint them at the funeral home, and one of them was completely naked.
Human remains were found during the recovery operations, say county officials, at the site of a big fireworks explosion in California. This is ABC News. It being a big beach weekend, advice about rip currents from NOAA, the Federal Weather, Ocean, and Climate Agency.
If you do spot someone who's in trouble and you're at an unguarded beach, NOAA says that you should take 10. That is 10 seconds to signal someone else for help. Call 911 and then grab something that floats. It could be a boogie board. It could be a noodle. Even a cooler will work. If you can, go ahead and toss that to the victim. But whatever you do, do not attempt a rescue without something that floats. You can't put yourself in harm's way.
ABC's Victor Akendu in Miami. Experts saying swimming parallel to shore may not always work. They advise keeping legs up, back of the head against the water, and using gentle movements. What's music to the ears of drivers? A part of the E84 highway in the United Arab Emirates. An art project arranged grooves in a rumble strip that alerts drifting drivers so that when tires roll over it, it sounds out best-known parts of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
This weekend is what summer's all about, and Macy's July 4th sale is going on now with deals on everything you need to celebrate. Hosting? Turn your backyard into a party destination with 40 to 50% off outdoor entertaining. Beachbound? Turn heads in this season's hottest swimsuits, sundresses, and more. Get away with the kids? Superpower their summer with 25 to 60% off toys from Nerf. Plus, don't miss Macy's 4th of July fireworks live on NBC and Peacock. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
4th of July savings are here at the Home Depot with up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $600 off select appliances with free delivery like GE Profile. Simplify your routine with GE Profile appliances, from refrigerators with autofill pitchers and multiple dispensing options to all-in-one washer-dryer combos that can wash and dry a full load in under 2 hours. Shop 4th of July savings on top-brand appliances now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid June 18th through July 9th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We're going to get to around 93 for a high this afternoon, but that heat index is going to be climbing into the upper 90s to near 100. Tonight, we'll drop into the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid 80s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, go all out. Get what you've always wanted and do it for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 91.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Republicans did not get all they wanted in the state budget, something Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says reflects compromise.
I think there were a lot of wins in a way that allowed us to have our principles, but also get Governor Evers some of the things that he was important.
Governor Tony Evers signed the budget at 1:30 Thursday morning. Wisconsin residents accused of being part of a multi-million dollar interstate car theft ring have been federally charged. The U.S. Attorney's Office says from 2019 to early 2024, 23 people from six states named in the indictment were involved in the theft of more than 175 high-end vehicles. A former Kenosha teacher accused of grooming a student is heading to jail. 30-year-old Christian Enright sentenced to more than a year in jail. Prosecutors say Enright sent multiple Snapchat messages to a 14-year-old student, some with sexual implications. Wisconsin Radio Network.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durant. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant. Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durant. And NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durant.
The Tarrant Park Pool is opening Monday. The city of Durant has received a final approval from the state of Wisconsin for the pool to open. The pool will be open Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. for lap swim and from 1 to 3:30 p.m. for open swim through July 18th. After July 18th, the open swim will be every day from noon to 6 p.m. Swimming lessons will also begin on Monday. Because of a donation from Advent Health, the first 800 people to visit the pool will receive free admission. The city of Mondovi is planning on having a fireworks show this Friday night. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says there is a backup date in case of inclement weather on Friday night. And the city is also needing someone to take over the fireworks shoot for 2026.
So we haven't shot for a couple years because of weather, but we did come up with a backup plan this year. If it rains on the 4th of July, Friday, we will shoot Saturday night. Also, the pyrotechnics shooter and I have done this now for, I guess, the last 8 years. He informed me that he is retiring out of this and not going to do it in 2026. So we're looking for somebody to really take over and take ownership over the Mondovi fireworks shoot.
There will also be a fireworks display Friday nights over Lake O'Galley. That starts at 10. The Dunn County Highway Department will be conducting seal coating of county roads starting on Monday. Roads will remain open during seal coating, but traffic will be slowed down by flaggers and pilot cars as roads will be down to one lane. Motorists can also expect loose gravel for 24 to 48 hours. The highway department will then sweep the roads to remove any loose gravel that remained on the road. A former FBI agent is being named as the acting top federal prosecutor in the Western District of Wisconsin. Chadwick Elgersma has been named acting U.S. attorney. Ogersma says his primary objective will be to keep Wisconsin residents safe through the vigorous enforcement of federal law. The Western District of Wisconsin encompasses 44 county jurisdictions, including Pepin, Buffalo, Dunn, and Pierce counties. Take precautions handling fireworks this 4th of July. UW Health Occupational Therapist Alyssa Virel says, never consume alcohol or drugs and handle fireworks. Avoid homemade fireworks and only light one at a time. Virel says you should also avoid lighting fireworks while they're still in your hand and douse fireworks in water when they're done before picking them up. It's estimated that more than 14,000 people were hurt by fireworks last year in the U.S., more than double the injuries reported in 2023. You're listening to WMRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
The Tarrant Park Pool is opening Monday. The city of Durand has received a final approval from the state of Wisconsin for the pool to open. The pool will be open Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. for lap swim and from 1 to 3:30 p.m. for open swim through July 18th. After July 18th, the open swim will be every day from noon to 6 p.m. Swimming lessons will also begin on Monday. Because of a donation from Advent Health, the first 800 people to visit the pool will receive free admission. The Durand, Arkansas School District is exploring before and after school programming for elementary school students. Durand, Arkansas Superintendent Ryan Nelson says the district is working on starting that program this fall.
We've got some work to do yet, but our goal really is to jumpstart that yet this fall, September of 2025 here. We have the facility for it right there at the elementary school. Some of the biggest logistical things is staffing, getting qualified and certified staff members to be able to oversee that programming.
Nelson said a recent survey of district families showed approximately 50 to 60 children would use that program. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department will have additional traffic enforcement on Highway 35 from Nelson to Fountain City Friday and Saturday from 3 p.m. until 11 p.m. Deputies will be on the lookout for those speeding and driving under the influence. In a statement, the department said it's committed to ensuring the safety of Buffalo County roads and citizens over the holiday weekend. Wisconsin has a new state budget. Early Thursday morning, Governor Tony Evers announced that he had enacted the budget agreement for the biennial budget, along with a tax cut for most Wisconsin residents. The budget will have $1.4 billion for K-12 schools, $360 million to help cover child care costs, continued funding for the Agricultural Road Improvement Program, and an increase in funding for the UW system. The budget agreement was reached between Republican legislative leaders and the governor earlier this week. A Vernon County woman is facing charges of child sexual assault in a school setting. Police arrested 33-year-old Ashley Ann Benson Monday and charged her with sexual assault of a child, sexual assault by school staff, and sex with a child 16 or older. Prosecutors accused Benson of engaging in sexual contact with multiple victims at multiple locations. Benson had been employed at both a public and private school in the Viroqua area prior to her arrest. She was released on a signature bond and has been ordered not to have contact with anyone under the age of 18. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Make sure your vehicle starts in the heat with a new MVP Platinum battery from Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through August 31st, save $25 on FVP Platinum batteries or $15 on FVP Volt Edge, AC Delco, and Motocraft batteries. Your partner's network car care center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Submissions are now being accepted for the Packers' Give Us a Sign contest again this year. Fans can suggest jokes, phrases, and one-liners to be considered for the competition. Selected messages will go head-to-head in tournament-style online voting to determine a winner. The suggestion that comes out on top will be printed on signs for fans at Lambeau Field during the upcoming NFL season. The person who submits the winning message will win game tickets and travel accommodations to Green Bay. Submissions can be made at PackersEverywhere.com now through July 3rd. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Gilliland on Chicago's Risks versus Rewards. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
At the Glen, the thrill isn't just on the track. It's in the heart of every fan. This August, a Full Throttle Festival comes to upstate New York. Camp under the stars, then witness the brightest stars of NASCAR battle for a crucial playoff spot. This is racing. This is the best weekend of your summer. This is the Glen. NASCAR weekend at Watkins Glen, August 8th through the 10th. Get your tickets now at theglen.com.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Todd Gilliland captured his seventh place finish in last year's NASCAR Cup Series race on the Chicago Street Course. The Front Row Motorsports driver explained how the tight 2.2-mile layout is absolutely unforgiving for competitors who want to go fast but not crash.
I think Chicago is probably the biggest, you know, risk versus reward racetrack we go to, because being aggressive really does pay off there. You know, whether it's, you know, getting as close as you can to the apexes, which are all walls. Risk of it is massive because there's, you're not going to run off, get stuck in gravel or hit a curb. You're going to hit a wall or a tire barrier.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe.
all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The Brewers take their talents to South Beach. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. After falling last night to the Mets in New York, the Brewers are hoping for better tonight. The crew in Miami to start a weekend series with the Marlins. Game time is set for 6:10. Quinn Priester and Sandy Alcantara will get the start for their respective teams. Also tonight in the Central, the Cubs host the Cardinals. Cincinnati is at Philadelphia. Pittsburgh is at Seattle. Minor league ball in the Midwest League. The in-state rivalry series between the Skycarp and the Timber Rattlers continues. However, it is in a different venue. The series shifts north from Beloit to Appleton. Former Marquette golfer and Big East Player of the Year Oliver Farrell has advanced through final qualifying. He'll compete in the Open Championship at Royal Portress, also known as the British Open. The final major of the year starts in 2 weeks. And the Bucks have released their summer league roster. Among the notable names that will be headed to Las Vegas, second-round pick Bogolu Markovic, also two-way player Mark Sears, Marquette's David Joplin, and third-year pro Andre Jackson Jr. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wrapping up spring sports with All-State Awards for baseball, softball, and girls soccer. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world. More high school sports news after this.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
With the conclusion of spring sports, postseason awards continue to roll in to recognize the top athletes, teams, and coaches. The Wisconsin Soccer Coaches Association announced its All-State Awards, led by State Player of the Year, Muskego senior forward Jess Furnow. She helped the Warriors to an unbeaten season and fourth consecutive Division I state title. She was joined on the first team All-State list by three Muskego teammates, Clara Mensch, Elsa Maurer, and Savannah Middlestead. The Wisconsin Fast Pitch Softball Coaches Association Awards included a Player of the Year for each of the five divisions. In D1, the honor went to Kaukauna senior Carly Meredith, while Lakeland senior Sailor Timmerman received the award in Division II. The Division III Player of the Year was Poinette junior Addison Mackey, Division IV was Michicott's Kira Sanford, and Division V went to Belmont sophomore Carson Ramaker. Todd O'Brien of Denmark was named the Coach of the Year. The Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association named its Player of the Year recipients recently as well. Kenosha Tremper senior Ethan Bauerschmidt earned Player of the Year in Division I. Pewaukee's Owen Doberstein was the recipient in D2. Kenosha St. Joseph junior Dominic Santarelli got the honor in D3. And Blair Taylor's Tavian Schrammick was the winner in D4. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Brought to you by OnX Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Zebra mussels have been making a lot of lakes very clear, which is making them a lot tougher to fish. I'm going to tell you a couple things you can do in that ultra-clear water to guarantee some success. But first...
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Ultra clear water. The zebra mussels have been cleaning up a lot of lakes up in the upper Midwest, and this super clear water has been making a lot of anglers very frustrated. There's a couple things that you can do to catch more fish in that ultra clear water. One being, use fluorocarbon leaders. Fluorocarbon line is basically invisible underwater, and these fish, they will become very line shy in ultra clear water, and with the fluorocarbon leader, they're more apt to bite because they don't see that line attached to that lure. And the lures that you're using, well, switch to live bait. Live bait in ultra clear water is really the only way to go if you want to catch a lot of fish, because live bait just seems to produce when those fishing lures don't, because the fish get conditioned to these lures, and if they're not an exact duplicate of their forage base, then they're probably not going to hit it. So tie on that fluorocarbon and load up on live bait. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hey, Green Gobbler here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Gobbler, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Gobbler. Let the gobbler get it.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We're going to get to around 93 for a high this afternoon, but that heat index is going to be climbing into the upper 90s to near 100. Tonight, we'll drop into the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid 80s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, go all out. Get what you've always wanted and do it for $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 91.
As we look at this market trade on a Thursday, and always a quick reminder, markets close tomorrow for the Independence Day holiday. We've got some strength that's been happening within the corn and the beans. We know that there's been a lot of talk when it comes to China, where we're at tariff-wise, and add to that just the focus of this market going forward. Are we going to move more to a weather-related market? Let's dive all into it. You're listening to the American Ag Network, and I'm Susan Littlefield, and joining me is Jeff Peterson. Jeff is with Heartland Farm Partners. So let's kind of start out what you're seeing when it comes to the corn, the soybean market, and some of the strengths that they've had in the trade.
You know, it's been really good to see the strength, and just kind of a big, you know, we step back and take the 30,000-foot view on this. We know that, you know, the funds have been short this market, probably got up to about 225,000 short on a daily basis, taking into account futures and options. We know that on the bean side, they're probably long 25, 30,000, maybe a little bit more than that right now. On the bean side. So, you know, they keep working out of those positions, and they kept pressuring the corn side. And all of a sudden yesterday, you know, we did see a nice reversal in the market, and we started trading back up higher. And if you really dig in and look at that, you know, you've got the big, beautiful bill passing the Senate, headed, you know, it's over in the House now. And within that, the 45Z is an important component. It's from the biofuel side, and in particular, probably the most on the soybeans side, you know, that has some potential to give us some additional demand, or at least demand for, you know, the soybean oil that we have. So that's been positive there. In addition, it was really good to see the Vietnam, you know, trade agreement. Now, in of itself, the Vietnam agreement, in my opinion, it's a little lackluster. And the reason I say that is that, what they promised to buy is less than what they bought last year. And honestly, their tariff, what they changed for their tariffs on our goods going into them, honestly, is not much of a change. So I don't view that agreement as much more than it's great that the agreement's done. You know, and so then we have to look back and say, okay, so then what gave us this boost in the market? You know, and there's some chatter out there that China was in the market buying some bushels yesterday. I know we did see a few small sales show up on the flash sale side this morning. I don't know if there's more to come out there. Everybody's speculating on what Trump's going to talk about tonight in Des Moines. Is there something more? Is there something on the trade deal side? I don't think it's going to be that. I think it's more probably focused on just overall general support for the farmer, maybe some increase, you know, something increased on the safety nets. But that's a little bit about what we're seeing right now, Susan.
Well, and you talk about that trade deal with Vietnam, and you and I were talking before we went on the air. I love that little bit of a loophole that's in there with that 20% tariff. It's almost like saying, hey, China, we know what you're up to.
Well, you're exactly right. And it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, because the general feeling is the U.S. has identified a number of countries out there that they know that, and Mexico is one of them too, that China's backdooring goods through, you know, so China's bringing goods into the country. The goods are then getting shipped into the U.S. So it's interesting to see that, you know, instead of the 20% tariff, you've got a 40% tariff on any basically transshipments, which is targeted right at China. China's made the comment that anybody that's cooperating in the U.S. to make any type of agreements on in trade that's going to hurt them, you know, there will be retaliation. So that'll be interesting to watch. But it was good to see another deal done. The hope would be is that, you know, we're really close on India, you know, and hopefully there gets to be some maybe resumption of some of the purchases from China's side, you know, going forward, maybe something along the lines of what they'd agreed to on a phase one trade deal. But we really haven't heard anything about that.
So what do you see as some focus then for this trade as we move forward?
Yeah, I think as you really dig in and go forward from here, we're going to have to still keep a very close eye on weather. The weather will have an impact. But here's what's interesting. It's strange to say this already, but as soon as we get to the 4th of July, the impact on weather, it starts losing, you know, the time and the importance here. I'm not saying this crop is made by no means. But all of a sudden, as you start looking out here over the next, you know, 2 weeks, and if we get 2 weeks out, we're going to have probably some would say almost 50% of the crop in pollination. And then at that point, you're able to look out another couple weeks. So, you know, weather's going to have to change in here soon if it's going to go ahead and bolster this market up some. Now it sure can. The other side is going to be important is to continue to watch the trade in the trade deals. And from two sides on that, one is that can we get some deals done with India? Can we, you know, get something additional done with China? In addition to that, you know, what happens as we get to July 9th? Will we see an extension, or will we ultimately have to end up seeing in a number of these countries, okay, so here's your retaliatory tariff number. Here's what you're going to have to use going forward. So that's going to be something we're going to have to keep a close eye on going forward.
And, you know, Jeff, I find it interesting with this weather, because for weeks leading up to where we are today, they kept saying hot and dry and miserable for crops the first couple weeks in July, and this pattern has shifted because obviously the wind shear and all that stuff has changed as well. But interesting to see that they're talking a little bit more rain from east of the Rockies.
No, you're exactly right, and you're seeing some of the same things we are as we look at this. So that's where we want to be a little cautious. As much as I want to see this market bounce in here, I do start getting a little concerned that, you know, we're starting to run out of time to get a weather scare. And it's really interesting to think back to the summer, how this has changed. It was supposed to be a really warm and dry summer. Let me rephrase that, a warm and dry June. And, you know, that turned out to be just the opposite for most areas. I realize there's parts of the Eastern Corn Belt that is, you know, it has been warm and dry, and they haven't got probably the moisture that they would have liked to have seen. So, yeah, we're going to have to continue to watch this weather close.
So beyond that, what are you looking at as some of the other factors that we might see, especially when it comes to demand for the U.S.?
Yeah, the demand is really holding up really nice. As we dig in to look at the export numbers, you know, we're, you know, running over 26% ahead of last year's pace. as you dig in and look at the export sales on the corn side and USDA, you know, is thinking we're only going to be about 15.6%. So some of the stuff that we're thinking about now would be as you start looking at the July WASD report, we know that they're going to pull the acres over from the planting intention, so they'll lower acres a little bit. But out of those planted acreage numbers, and I said planting intentions, I meant planted acreage numbers that we just received. One of the things that hasn't got a lot of talk on those planted acreage numbers was the harvested acre number. Our numbers would show that harvested acres on the corn, USDA and that NAST report said would be down about 626,000 acres. So as you bring those acres over into the WASD, you know, ultimately you have a little bit lower production. We think there's still room to raise the demand side, you know, for the 2024 crop, this old crop on corn. We think there's room to do it on export sales. We don't see anything from the quarterly stocks report that would really tell us we should expect to see really much of an adjustment on the feed side. And then so then you go over to the ethanol side, and there's room also there to see some type of improvement, I think, also on the amount of corn that's going into ethanol. So, you know, we're looking for some tightening stocks in that corn market as we go forward and as you see that next WASD report, Susan.
And as you look at South America as we wrap up our conversation, obviously they're starting to talk some cooler temperatures and even some frost concerns building in.
Well, you're exactly right there. And, you know, that crop, they're lagging behind on how far they'd like to be on that safrinha corn crop, you know, on the harvest side, you know, probably a little bit over 20%, maybe 22-23% now, but it's coming off as a big crop. And that's gonna compete with us as we go into our fall here. You know, that's going to give us a little competition as we start thinking about our new crop export sales on corn.
Well, thanks so much, Jeff Peterson, joining us today. Jeff, of course, is with Heartland Farm Partners. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. Again, no overnight trade for tonight. That will pick up come up Sunday night at 7 o'clock Central Time. And that's a look at today's market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Local markets from Thursday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 380, August 383, new crop 377, cash beans 971, August 976, new crop 959. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 404 and a quarter, August 402 and a quarter, September 4 and one quarter, new crop at 387. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 405, August 405, and new crop at 390. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 382, new crop 387, cash beans 967, new crop 964. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 4 even, August 4 even, September 395, October 398. Cash beans 1005, August 1007, September 987, new crop 987. Meyer Brothers Grain, Elk Mound, cash corn at 378. August 381, new crop 384, cash beans 986, new crop 983. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 217 to 239, Holstein fed cattle 190 to 213, market cows 118 to 150, calves at 500 to 1620, bulls 148 to 198, beef steers 180 to 550 and Holstein steers 220 to 380. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 225 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 75 and down, goat markets, does 240 and down, bucks 210 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 225 to 236, finished dairy steers 213 to 235, finished beef heifers 225 to 236, market cows 124 to 145, market bulls 172 to 196. Hog markets from Zumbrota, market hogs at 70 to 102.50, light sows 77.50 to 85, heavy sows 80 to 84.50, boars 24.50 to 84.50. That's a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PureCab. Enjoy clean cabin air with PureCab's leading air filters. Happy Independence Day, everyone. Markets are closed today as America celebrates the nation's founding 249 years ago. For many of us, grilling meat is a big part of the celebration, and those costs do remain stable this year. I'll have the details when we come back. Spraying means exposure to chemicals. But are you protected inside your cabin? I'm back with Brett Jansen, CEO of PureCab. Brett, what makes your filters different?
Our filters use activated carbon, Mike, and that's the only proven system that actually absorbs chemical vapors. PureCab filters are USA tested, proven up to 11 times safer, and we offer more than 1,400 models to fit every tractor cabin.
And they're reusable too, right?
Yes, that's the key. They're built to last, more cost effective than OEM filters, and you can even recharge them to extend their life. Farmers can save thousands while breathing safe air.
It's good for health and good for the budget. Where should folks go?
Visit purecab.com to find the right filter, and farmers can buy at shoopparts.com.
Thanks, Brett. That's Brett Jansen, CEO of PureCab. Enjoy clean cabin air with PureCab chemical cabin filters. Yes, the data is out. The latest American Farm Bureau Federation annual survey shows the average cost of a 4th of July cookout for 10 people stands at $70.92 this year. That's down just slightly from last year's record high cost of $71.22. It is still the second highest report since the survey started tracking holiday cookout prices in 2013. Ground beef, a staple for burgers at many cookouts, is averaging about $13.33 for 2 pounds. That's up nearly 4.5% from a year ago. Pork chops have fallen slightly. They're down about 9% in price, while chicken breast prices remain nearly unchanged at just under $8 per pound. Despite some prices stabilizing, broader meat prices remain elevated. The USDA's Economic Research Service recently reported that retail beef prices climbed more than 8.5% year over year through May, and pork was up slightly at around 0.6%. Poultry prices were also higher by about 2.5% year over year. Analysts point to tight cattle supplies and low herd inventories, currently at a 74-year low, as major reasons behind these sustained high beef prices. For farmers, production costs remain high as well. Feed costs have stayed elevated, drought conditions persist in key livestock-producing states, and herd rebuilding has been slow, keeping overall meat supplies tight. Wholesale beef prices alone jumped by more than 10% this spring, with ground chuck reaching record highs above $6 per pound in April. Pork and poultry markets, though slightly more stable, are also feeling ongoing pressure from higher input costs and added market volatility. American Farm Bureau Associate Economist Samantha Ayoub recently noted that, quote, inflation and limited availability of some food items continue to keep prices stubbornly high for America's families. She added that farmers are price takers, not price makers, and their share of the food retail dollar is just 15%. I'll have more when we come back.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Well, even though this year's 4th of July cookout might cost a little bit more, it won't stop millions of Americans from firing up the grill and enjoying their favorite summer foods. After all, celebrating America's independence has always been about gathering together, whether around a barbecue or at a backyard picnic, and honoring the freedoms and traditions we hold dear. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Pure Cab. Enjoy clean cabin air. I'm Mike Pearson. Happy Independence Day, everybody.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231. 2000.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with some storms late and lows only in the mid-70s. Humid tomorrow, mostly cloudy, on and off storms, highs near 80. Sunny, less humid, and a high in the low 80s Sunday. A nice end to the holiday weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 91 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
The other for the woman who loved him. And-
I was 7 years old in the backyard playing in a big mud hole. I was all decked out, ready for church, had my brand new suit all covered in dirt. Farmer hit the ceiling, she was fit to be tied, talking about how she's gonna tan my hide. But daddy wasn't laughing when I changed my clothes, said mama leave the boy alone. Well, if the good die young, if the good die young, our little boy's gonna have a lot of fun, cause he's gonna live forever if the good die young. A hot rod Ford, constable clocked me at 104. Judge said, boy, you're gonna hurt yourself. You'd long been dead if you was anybody else. But if the good die young, yeah, if the good die young, all there ain't a sin that's gonna hold you, son, cause you're gonna live forever if the good die young. Good heart, I wouldn't hurt a soul, but I'm gonna keep a rockin' till they call that road. Old St. Peter's gonna have to wait. I'm gonna go to heaven, but I might be late. And if the good die young, Lord, if the good die young, pedal to the metal, let your mother run, cause I'm gonna live forever if the good die young. And if the good die young, die young. Said I'm gonna live forever if the good die young.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Circles. It ain't my style, but I
Profit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Never been one to ask for help. Need a mountain move to move myself. I ain't the church pew regular, twice on Sunday quote you the scripture kind. I'm far from a preacher, but I'm a believer. Perfect. I guess the good Lord heard.